Happy Tuesday, family. Great to have your company. Do a quick roll call. Louis, yes, I'm here. Murph, you here?
Yep.
Jazz.
G'day, Adelaide. Good to be here.
Never seen you move so fast. For those playing along at home, Juice has slipped down to Canetto to get us a coffee off the great Freddie Indo. Has just made it back. And
just might have ripped the calf muscle.
Can I ask you just to say what's on the show today?
Yep. We've got Treads, and he's going to give us the exclusive regarding Jack Watts.
There's a few people getting turned on here with this heavy breeding.
Callum Ferguson, our mate, will officially launch Duck Club.
Duck season.
Around the state.
Yeah, in the country.
And Jakey King from the Richmond Football Club.
How you going?
My heart rate's gone right up, Lou. So there's some of the guests that will be joining our popular show on a Tuesday.
Yeah, Push Up King is on. We're going to talk about how many tattoos that he has done in the wake of Richmond's premiership, because a good friend of his, Nathan Brown, promised discount tattoos, and see how that's been going.
Yep.
Are you okay? I'm
going to
be talking about Groking. It'll be a little little educational piece for everyone. Groking with a G.
Look forward to that, Luke.
It's quite innocent. Don't Google it. Just save the surprise, okay? And Jas, he's doing a segment where he's going to raise it an issue, or does he require tissues?
I need
quite
some assistance.
Simple. Juice's got issues again at home. Yeah. Family, we're going to need your help.
Oh.
We're going to need your help. And, of course, Round of Music. She's back on a Tuesday. A lot to take in. Murph might get a mention there, wearing his little puffy number to the Acras.
Yeah, a little Acra. I've got Marlon on you too.
Forward.
Oh, yeah, I've got Marlon on you too regarding that evening.
All right. But
it's not true.
Quiz with no name out of five. Okay, $1,000 up for grabs thanks to Automasters. But up next, Treads is going to join us with the great news
that
Port Jack Adelaide. Watts is coming to Port Adelaide.
Stop
Pick us. 31 was the transaction. They've got the big three, the trilogy. I'm calling it Star Wars out there. That's what's going on. Warren, Gary, Treadray, next on The Rush Hour.
Charles and Louis at 104.7 Triple M.
G'day, Mark Howard here. A year ago, I started the Howie Games podcast, which has given me a fantastic opportunity to chat with some of the biggest names in world sport. Now, at times, the episodes get pretty emotional, like Ricky Ponting talking about his son.
Two lots of 3 weeks at a time in intensive care where you're just not really sure what's going to happen, but he got through the first one fine, and then when he got to 6 months of age, he had another pretty serious infection that we didn't know anything about, the doctors didn't know much about. And yeah, that was the scariest one, because he was sort of shut down for, he was, I think, sedated for about 4 or 5 days at one stage with where he couldn't open his eyes. And
Yeah, I can obviously see the effect it has on you, mate, which is why it's... now you've got me upset. That's what happens when you've got young kids, mate.
Fucking deep breath and get on with it, eh?
You can listen to the Howie Games at podcast1.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren.
Because I'm Warren.
Warren!
Gary Treadray.
Yeah, the Wizard joins us, and with the big news and first point of business is they've done it. Port Adelaide have landed the big three, the trilogy, Treads, I'm calling it. Rockcliffe, Motlip, and now Jack Watts for pick 31. Unbelievable stuff by Port Adelaide.
Yeah, they've done it pretty well, and that moment's only just been confirmed from the AFL minutes ago, boys. So, as you say, it's correct, pick 31. They get Jack Watts, who was a former number one draft pick, and only 12 months ago... was one of the big improvers in the competition, and even this year was the ranked number two kick inside forward 50. We know how bad Port was at executing their huge number of inside 50s this year, so Port have gone after three targets, and I'm actually a little shocked, to be honest. They've landed them all.
So, Treads, the reason they've been able to fit them all in is obviously the Ryder Monfrey's scenarios meant there was money that they were obviously paying up front, which you can bank and then turn over and use in the next couple of years if you save it. Is that right?
Yeah, that's the rule. The AFL brought it in last year that, you know, for example, if you're underpaying your cap, because this is all with the new CBA, which was announced only a few months after this original rule, was the AFL's now funding 100% of the cap. But if you don't quite spend 100%, that money can be spent the following year in a two-year berth. So we all know the Essendon saga wiped out Monfrey's and Ryder, which effectively was about $1 million. So Port was able to prepay some guys last season when those guys were out, moved some of their payments from this year. It was careful list management by Chris Davies and Jason Cripps, the list manager, to going, okay, we've been harpooned with a suspension we didn't want 2 seasons ago, but all of a sudden it created some cap space. And the other thing too is when they recruit, they don't pay huge dollars. They pay well, but Robbie Gray's still their highest paid player. They don't compromise their pay structure, and players desperately want to play for Ken Hinckley, and no bigger example than Motlop. You know, he was destined for Adelaide. Adelaide offered more money. But then when he met with Ken, he had a clear relationship with the guy previously. He had a good pay, ended up getting 4 years. That compensation just blows my mind how the AFL's come back with that
19.
Pick for Geelong. But he has a clearly defined role and a coach who concentrates on their positives rather than their negatives. So for Port, they've gone after three targets. And I think the one that's probably gone unders, and I know you boys have been away on a little bit of a break, is Rockcliffe is a genuine clearance star in the competition. He led everyone by about plus 30 midway through the year last year before he got injured. So I think that one's flown under the radar. And Jack Watts again today, that's a relationship one. They pitch to a guy, they're giving him space, they've waited for a period of time, they've been very confident the whole time. Quite unbelievably, they've landed their third target that they've gone after in this period.
What does this mean for the Adelaide Crows?
They need to look at what they're doing. And I'm not saying what they're doing is wrong, but why is it that Motlop picks Port Adelaide over Adelaide? Yes, there's family connection and bits and pieces, but he's saying he wants to win a flag. Well, last time I checked, you know, Port played finals. They were big improvers this year on previous couple of seasons. But still finished where we thought they probably would.
Crows just played in the grand final and got smashed.
But Adelaide played in the grand final. And you've got Charlie Cameron who wants to leave. So it says to me, is it something happening down there with their list management and the culture? And I'm not saying they're bad
Treads,
people.
Could it
but
have
I'm just
been
saying,
that,
something going wrong here?
Could it have been the sort of just the bad PR that followed the grand final loss where things didn't get handled as well as they probably could have, and then Tex got rock and rolled, went through, got whacked pillar to post after the lever stuff, then you had the BNF debacle. So could have the, I suppose, it was probably more a beat up, but could that bad PR have sort of undone a bit of Adelaide's work?
Well, I think it could have, but in saying that, they've got a lot of positives to sell when they look at their football program and where they've gone, but there's no doubt about it. I've heard from inside Port Adelaide, and this is not from Ken, this is from people who work with him, when he pitches the players, he's brilliant.
Treads, thank you so much for your time. As we leave, you've just you sent me a little photo that you just wouldn't mind sharing with the family.
Well, I know why Jars didn't want me in the studio.
Yeah, well, what's happening?
He said, don't come in, mate. We'll get you on the phone today because we're here. What's will happen? I've seen this photo, Louis, and I've just sent it to you. We're putting up on triplem.com.au now and also Twitter and Facebook.
Yep.
Have you had your eyebrows done?
Oh, no. Don't go there.
I'm telling
little
you,
family,
you're doing a
little family
I'm
gathering
friends
photo
treats,
wasn't it?
I'm friends with your daughter on Facebook, and I saw these eyebrows, and they look like 45 degrees. They've been sculpted. There's been a facelift. There's something that's wrong. Both of them gone wrong or something.
Treads, you know what I'm calling him now? He's actually the Rush Hour's Angry Bird. Red. His name is Red from Angry Birds.
Mate, it used to be the focus on your forehead. Now it's his eyebrows. What's it pointing to? I don't know.
There's no.
I think I know, Treads. I think I know. We've got courtside tickets at the 36ers. I think he thinks he's Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, ring in and rip in, people. It's a disgrace.
Thank you so much for that news, Treads. Well done to Port Adelaide. Fantastic work. Just repeating, Rockcliffe, Motlop, and now Watts for pick 31. Oh, the big three, the trilogy. Boy, oh, boy, wowee, Treads.
See you, mate.
Great work.
Jazz, book your tickets.
Should we say it now? No.
I'll
tell you what. September holidays
are out. Finish top two, Lou.
September holidays for anyone
who's
very
quote me on that.
You've got to be around this year. Thanks, Treads.
See you, mate.
There is Warren Gary. Treads Rates the Rush Hour, Jars and Louie. And now with Jack Watts.
Yeah.
More Jack Watts on the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Alice Cooper is going to be right in this studio Thursday afternoon with Jars and Louie. It's the Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M.
Jeez, what's going on at Adelaide? Motlop was set to go. Treads just saying there in our little chat and some off-air chats with him that it was all set to go to Adelaide for more money and everything else. Had a tour of the place. Of course, our very own big Sammy Jacobs, tour guide.
Yeah.
But it didn't happen. And he ended up at Port Adelaide along with seemingly everybody else in this trade period.
Well, the Crows were only looking at young Motlop. And obviously, were they looking at Rockcliffe? Yeah, they were too, weren't they?
They had a bit of a nibble about it.
I don't think there's too many the issues at the Adelaide Crows there, Lou. I don't think there's too much concern for either footy club. We've just got to obviously we didn't get Motlop, but the upside is you get McGovern back, you get Hampton to replace Brodie Smith on a halfback flank. Miller replaces Charlie Cameron. He'll go to Brisbane. He'll go to Brisbane, Lou. And the rest of the squad, the core's still there. So the sides, there's a lot of upside going forward, Lou. Just because we didn't get a couple of players doesn't mean we've had a disastrous trade.
Well, it would appear that you're very much, it's the club that everyone rejects, John West.
Oh, we're not John West.
There's a smidge.
What did we do last year in the trade period?
Well, there is a smidge.
What did we do last year in the trade period?
What did you do?
Not much. And we finished in a grand final.
You wouldn't pony up for Bryce Gibbs. That's right. You wouldn't pony up. And wouldn't have a crack because two was too much. And by all accounts, you're probably coming again in the next couple of days to have a little visit.
Another one at Bryce Gibbs.
Bryce, once you get picked the first round pick for Charles and with your Jakey Lever first round picks that you got in your back pocket. Yeah, I think.
Mate, I think we're fine. I think there's a lot of it's been blown out of proportion. And Treads has made some valid points.
To me, it reeks of you're getting a little comfortable with yourselves.
Ooh. Ooh. In what regard?
You've got to keep on moving forward, mate.
Yeah, and the club
you
does.
You can't rest on your laurels and think just because you made a grand final, you'll make it again with the same talent base.
Hey, and you've been there.
I mean, you've had the organic growth that no one expected. That's already gotten there. I don't think the Crouch boys can play any better.
Organic growth.
I don't think Sauce can play any better.
See, everyone whacked him for saying that.
I don't think Charlie Cameron's got another five in him in a prelim.
No, he
I don't think any bets can get any
Lions
better.
Jumper.
I don't think Tex can play any better.
All we need to do, Lou, is we've got to find another quality midfielder.
You got no Brody Smith.
No, and that's what I just said. Hampton can play that role next year.
He cannot play
like Brody.
He
can play
halfback.
He can't that's where he played
like Brody,
at the Gold Coast Suns.
He can't run like Brody. He
no,
can't be Brody.
Not at all. Totally agree.
He can't even be like Mike.
No, but McGovern's back next year, fitter than a fiddle.
I'm officially dubbing you guys as John West of the AFL, the club
not,
that everyone rejects.
No.
The lovely boys.
They won't bottom out.
The low ballers.
I can't. all nicknames that you've given to the boys.
And now, John West.
So that's three new nicknames we've had this year.
Yes.
Okay. A lot of it's unfair.
And you better wait for a round of music. Remember, do you remember this ad? I haven't got it with me. Do you remember the Not Happy Jan ad?
Yes.
Well, that's Fags yelling out the window now.
On a serious note.
Not Happy Reedy!
What do you think's wrong with us?
I don't know.
I don't think there's anything wrong with us. Why are you saying there's something wrong with us?
On a serious note, I'd say I don't think there's anything wrong with it. But when you've got a guy like Motlop, who I think would have been perfect for you guys.
Yep, absolutely.
Touring your facility, and then you get beaten for it. Well, you got to ask the question, hang on a minute, did we start early enough on him? Did Port beat it, from that point of view? Mm. And again, it gets magnified, and I was obviously being facetious earlier, but on a serious note, it gets magnified. The fact that Port can bring in three, and a big three, a real big three, like a team lineup, sort of season-changing three, in theory, that puts the focus back on you boys.
Your footy club,
You know, and you've got guys holidaying and overseas and at weddings in Clare instead of doing tour guide activity.
Sauce did a good job.
Well, apparently he did.
I don't think there's an issue whatsoever.
Apparently Sauce is not cut out to be a tour guide.
Probably showed in the wrong change rooms.
Apparently he was much better on our show than he was at being a tour guide.
Nah, but you got to commend Port
Where
Adelaide.
Where were you?
I was busy.
Where were you?
I was busy
If you want someone to sell your football
club, I could do it.
That is a God-given job for you.
I got a good record.
You could roll down there, take them through it, stop them at the number two locker.
Absolutely.
Tell them 55 stories.
We'll have some chicken and chips.
Yeah, and they'd sign out of boredom.
Yeah.
Redback superstar Cal Ferguson to join us out of five to officially launch duck season.
Yeah, good.
And to talk about the boys' exceptional form at the moment in the short format.
Yeah.
Boys, of course, got an elimination final in Hobart on Thursday. Fur coming up after five. So too the quiz with no name. We're going to talk groking as well. We're going to let you in on a new little activity. And I will accuse someone of this show of doing it. I simply will. Other big news too. The great man, Kerry Packer, made naught on the weekend. The FUD.
DJ. Sorry.
Darren Jarman.
Yeah, spoke to him.
Didn't call.
Fulham Cricket Club.
Did not call.
Up there at Golden Grove on the weekend. Got done. And
Green
DJ.
Top.
Bang.
Green top.
He didn't say. Yeah. He said, look, I was embarrassed to ring you and fess up. I said, well, that's not a good example from one of the greats.
It's
not a good example. You're
poor.
Not showing any leadership, DJ.
It's poor.
Fud.
Get
and
organised.
And actually, he'd be right up there with Ferg over the last 3 or 4 years playing
might
cricket,
have to have
my
a
brother.
Look at that. Go
you know
through.
What? I might have to delve into that.
We get our stats guy onto that.
Who's our stats guy? I don't think we got one.
Tell you what, though, Will Anderson just texted me during the break. He said, hey, Louis. Leave it with me, Re Adelaide Crows, about them being a destination club. I'll get them Gruen to do a pitch. I'll get some advertising agencies.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah, and try and sort you guys out. I know Port Adelaide have been milking it and probably doing a couple of false promises, re the beaches and then the lifestyle at Port. But you guys, you got to up your game. All right. Speaking of up in your game,
we've got the Botanic Gardens.
What? Anyone in here got any issues at home? Because I got issues. Who's got an issue at home? I wonder who that could be. Coming up next on the Rush Hour. One of the three.
Great song.
We'll talk about what's going on at home, and it's not good.
It's the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie on Triple M. Jars and Louie at 104.7 Triple M.
Oh dear. Is that the new opener for Jars World? Well, what's happened now, well, big man?
Well, you know, I like to share things to the family.
Yeah, what's up? Thank you for sharing too. You're like an open book at the moment.
It's just to help.
It's fabulous. Yeah. And I like to think that Murph, myself, and the family are helping and giving something back in return as well.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. Good. And this is a message to a lot of the men and women.
Would you like a couch?
No. I'm all good. But okay. I just want to share something that's been a bit of an issue in our household for a period of time.
Okay.
And I was made aware of it in my holiday period, where I obviously took some time off just to regroup for the
Earth.
Yeah.
Reboot, now, restump, rewire.
Oh, you know, I've been married 28 years to a beautiful Mazza.
Hello. We got any music here, Murph, that you can just get us in the mood? It sounds deep.
You know, she's my best mate. There's no question about that.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of fun.
Except.
Got three beautiful kitties.
Except.
Three beautiful dogs.
Except.
We've got lovely friends.
Except.
But we've
got
one bad issue.
Well,
I wasn't aware of it until the other night.
Mm-hmm.
That snoring.
Well, you're not in your pat here.
This is what I'm sharing.
The majority of households would be having this kind of issue.
I'm telling you now.
Yeah.
Now, what's done is that I've been sleeping a fair bit on the couch due to this snoring issue.
You've been booted.
I've been shown the door.
Out of the boudoir.
Yep.
Out of the boudoir.
I love nothing better than a spoon with the old mats. Just to keep it tight.
Yeah.
You know, Papa Bear's ear.
Yep.
But I'm getting a bit bored spooning me dogs.
And
because I'm telling you, Luke, the snoring has become an issue, and I need help. 1-3-3-5-3.
Yep.
Is there cures out there, Luke?
RSPCA online too.
Now, and I wasn't aware that I've been getting thumped either. Like, I've been getting clipped to stop me from snoring.
Oh, dear.
Now, I'm telling you, is that match review panel situation? Is that
a lot of stuff?
Is that concussion test?
Tell you what, let's go step by step for where we're at the moment. Murph, how long have I got? About a minute left?
2 minutes, yeah.
Righto. Let's start with you being kicked out of the boudoir. Mm. Clearly, you're not wearing the pants in this household.
Yeah, I do wear the pants.
Okay. Secondly, number two, have you been tested for sleep apnea?
No, I haven't.
Because you're morbidly obese.
Oh, he's not.
And that is a byproduct of
being
overweight.
I have been informed. I read up on that. What else?
Secondly, thirdly, in relation to whether it was intentional, careless, reckless, or high with Emma and Maz, we're going to need some footage. It can't be a he said, she said.
So you want some
I think what's required,
audio.
If you can work your way back
vision,
if you can work your way back into the boudoir.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I'll give it a go
and
tonight.
And then record a night's sleep. And I don't want the other activity.
Not at all.
I just want to see if Maz, is getting up, throwing elbows around, maybe a little coat hanger.
And maybe
a cheeky
little clip,
chin, maybe a jumper punch.
She does a bit of Basil Hall on me from time to time.
Maybe a jammy punch.
How many weeks is that?
Oh, two.
That's two.
Automatic two, given the state of play.
So,
because you're vulnerable. You're asleep.
I am, Lee.
I mean, you can't defend
yourself.
I don't
know what's going on.
MRP would probably give a month for that. Actually, I'd send her straight to the tribunal. I really would. I didn't realise.
Because she needs a good night's sleep.
She's struggling to sleep. We know that.
And I'm thinking, no, I don't snore. But she says, how do you know?
Is she Captain Cranky Pants if the Zeds don't go her way?
No, never been cranky in her life. So she's had a gut full of me sound like a lawnmower. So I need some assistance. I need help.
All right, I think Stevie from Morph Vale is on the phone.
Steve.
All right, now, Stevie, welcome.
Yeah, g'day, boys. I love your show. I've got a cure for you, Jars. I'm a chronic snorer as well, and there's a little thing you can get from a chemist. It's like a Band-Aid, and you put a patch over your nose, and you'll never snore again.
Stevie, I think it's called...
My partner thinks it's the best Band-Aid I've ever bought.
Stevie. They're a Breathe Right. I think that's what it's called. It's what Tredge tries to make gags about me from 96.
And
what it does, it opens up your nasal passage.
Yep.
All right. But
I've seen them.
Thank you, Steve. That was very nice. But the catch with you is I would honestly get you should go and do a sleep test. to see what kind of oxygen is getting in, because what
that's
happens
a good idea, Luke.
When you're a little bit overweight, not morbidly obese, but just a fraction over, your tongue can roll back under your throat and it closes your airways. Might be waking up anywhere between 100 times a night. That's why you're so fatigued on the show.
Oh, see, I didn't think of that.
Yeah, see, I'm looking at the big picture here. Shit. So I'm happy to help out. Who else we got
on? We've got Lizzie from Hallett Cove. G'day, Les.
Yeah, go, mate. How are you?
Les, you can share in the pain that Juice is going through.
Oh, mate, I share your pain, Jars. I've had one lot of surgery already.
Jeez.
I'm just about to have another lot in 2 weeks' time. So the same thing, and it's about the tongue rolling back into the throat.
Yep.
While you're asleep. And I'm getting a procedure done. It's called tongue cobulation, where they actually burn some scars through the back of your tongue to stop it from falling back.
Les.
Yeah, mate. So,
well, good luck with that, Lizzie.
Yeah, where have you been sleeping in the meantime, Les, with the wife?
In the spare room a lot of the time, you know.
I know your pain. Can I have a prize for Les, please, Shawnee?
We could probably get. What about a couple of tickets to the 36ers game? Saturday night, Titanium Security Arena against the Sydney Kings, of course. You can buy your tickets at ticketmaster.com.au.
Probably would have given him a good night's sleep, but that's. Thanks, Les.
Good on you.
Jake King's going to be on the show around about 5:30. Callum Ferguson, that's the one, coming up at about 10 past 5. The Rush Hour with Jars and Louis, 104.7 Triple M.
I want to talk about Groking, and it's got nothing to do with Harvey Weinstein, all right? So we're all clear on that, all right? Groking. Someone in here does it. It's a habit of theirs, and it's a hideous habit, and I've got to call them out on it. Murph.
What?
You're clear.
Oh, oh no. I thought we were going to... take on Murph.
Yeah, which can only mean that I'm not going to accuse myself.
Of course not.
So, Juice.
Right.
You're a groker.
And meaning?
Groking.
Meaning?
Is the act of watching people eat food, hoping they'll offer you some.
Oh, Lou. Lou.
I'll say it again. Groking, Groaking, is the act of, in this case, Jars, watching people eat food, hoping they'll offer you some.
No, give me an example. When did this occur?
Well, I'll try and give you not an example.
I had a little carrot cake before.
Yeah. And did you offer any up?
No.
And the number of times I've seen you roll past and just help yourself to somebody's fries.
No, hang on. The only fries I've consumed are Freddy's downstairs.
I didn't want to bring it up, and I'm glad you brought Fred up, Canetto's.
Yeah.
There is talk down there that the eye lock that you deliver to Fred's customers, when you walk through just on a quick drive by Buzzard Tower.
Yeah, when I go through
it. You see something, all of a sudden you just stop mid-stride, so much so that one of your feet is still off the ground. And you you sit there like a puppy dog. You roll up like your dog.
Okay,
just wait and go.
I go behind the counter to make us a coffee.
You sit there and wait
and
for
see
them,
what's in
and,
the.
And then they finally feel so uncomfortable. They go, would you like some?
Oh,
you do.
No, I don't.
Groker. Groking.
Jeez, where'd you find that?
The act of watching people eat food, hoping they'll offer you
some.
I do
love my food.
They're out there. There's a help group.
133353, give us a call. I'll be able to help you out.
No one's going to admit to being a groker or groking.
You're the only one.
He's not. He's not the one. What's Fud like?
G'day, Mark Howard here. A year ago, I started the Howie Games podcast, which has given me a fantastic opportunity to chat with some of the biggest names in world sport. Now, at times, the episodes get pretty emotional, like Ricky Ponting talking about his son.
Two lots of 3 weeks at a time in intensive care where you're just not really sure what's going to happen. But he got through the first one fine. And then when he got to 6 months of age, he had another pretty serious infection that we didn't know anything about, the doctors didn't know much about, and that was the scariest one because he was sort of shut down for, he was, I think, sedated for about 4 or 5 days at one stage with where he couldn't open his eyes, and
I can obviously see the effect it has on you, mate, which is why it's Now you've got me upset. That's what happens when you've got young kids, mate.
Fucking deep breath and get on with it, eh?
You can listen to the Howie Games at podcast1.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
Big second hour to come. Great to have your company. Hope you're having a crack in it. The weather is very toasty out there, it weatherman,
is.
Isn't it?
Very nice, Lulu. It's 33 degrees.
Set to continue tomorrow as well.
Yes, sir.
Having a little bit of fun in about half an hour's time. Jake King, the push-up king, former Tiger. I'm going to talk to him about how he celebrated Richmond's flag. And, of course, he's got a tattoo shop. And his good friend Nathan Brown suggested they would be giving discounts on any ink done for premiership tattoos. Yeah. So we just might touch base with Jakey Boy and see how he's going. He's a real good character.
Yep.
Kel Ferguson not far away from the Redbacks after he's just outstanding century.
What, 60, wasn't it?
Oh, 169, wasn't it? Off 137 cods or something like that.
5-run win to the...
Ferg's going to join us and officially open duck season as well.
Yeah.
But of course, being a life member. Some really good stuff you heard there. Jack Watts to go with Tom Rockcliffe and Daniel Motlop. That is some of the sweetest trade work you've ever seen. I would go as far to say I can't recall a better coup, a better three coming into a football club. Okay. I can't, Jack.
Off the back.
If they perform anywhere near their levels, those three young men, along with Port Adelaide and the rest, continue to play the footy they played this year, sky's the limit.
So, Lou, what about Essendon have got Smith, Saad. Say if they pick up Stringer. That'll be three good ones.
Then it's a great game of poker, isn't it?
Mm.
It becomes a game of bluff. But that's what you want out of your footy club, especially when you're not like an Adelaide who finished in a grand final, which probably just needs a couple of tweaks and maybe just a bit of a performance on the day. You want to know that your club's doing its very, very best. Going out the door, though, at Port Adelaide, Archie obviously to West Coast, Impey to Hawthorn, and Aaron Young looks likely to head to the Suns.
And Loebs?
Loebs still questioning
Brisbane
at
Lions.
That one at the moment. And I'm also hearing that Melbourne may be paying some of Watts' salary yet to be worked out and worked through all the finer stuff on that. You'd think so. Are you ready? Because I like to give away cash on this show.
You or us?
I like to. Do you?
Well, I thought.
I was just confirming in my mind that, to the family that I do.
Family.
But I like it when you say it.
Nah, but it's Well, I'm Gilligan, so I've just got to read the questions.
The gags and the one-liners are mine, not yours.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. So, and as Murph often says to the both of us,
what is it?
Leave the funny stuff to him.
The Rush Hour's quiz with No Name. Thanks to Automasters.
Your drive home isn't always smooth, but make sure your car runs smoothly. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS.
I don't know about you, Murph, but I don't like it when he plays and does the self-deprecating stuff.
Yeah, it's weird,
for the show,
it?
Does it? I'm Gilligan.
Does feel a bit uncomfortable, to be honest with you.
Gilligan, sleeping in a separate apartment at home because he snores too much for Maz. Geez, you've had some issues. Did you have to mow the lawn?
Yeah, I did this morning. No, I didn't have. I said I was going to do it.
Did you get played again?
But it was 33 degrees. I was a bit worried about sparks.
How did that go down again?
She just said, any chance of doing the lawn?
Well, you were moving a bit of furniture and just resetting and just everything else. She goes,
we were just having a shake.
And did she say, what are you doing with that lawn?
A lot of weeds.
You went and went, I'm a handyman.
If I can get these jobs done, then I've got more free time.
Mate, you're being played, honestly.
No, I haven't.
Honestly.
I think I have.
Honestly. All right. Who's playing? Well, speaking of playing.
Anthony of Westbourne Park. G'day, Anthony. Welcome to the Rush Hour.
G'day, Giles. How are we?
Good, champ. You better say Louis.
Sorry, Louis.
That's you too, right. Mate. Yeah, well.
I like crows people, mate.
Yeah, good. So you're a lovely boy. A low baller.
And what was the other one you called us? James West.
John West.
John West.
The club that people reject. Tell you what, just for the effort, Anthony.
Here we go.
There will be.
You've upset him.
I'm the soup Nazi. No Automasters life on for you.
I'm taking it. Bloody sponsor.
I don't care. I'm saying
Automasters. He's getting Automasters. No, he can get two.
I've taken it off him.
No, you can't.
Come on, Jarves. Come out here.
He's got two.
Follow my lead.
No.
He's got none.
You are kidding me.
He's got none.
You're so mean sometimes.
You can't come onto a show that is supposed to be non-biased and say, I like crows people. I'm here to cater for the Port Adelaide fan, for the fan that barracks for anyone other than the lovely boys, the team that are so far up themselves, call themselves the pride of South Australia.
Give him one.
And they're gassed it on the big stage.
I can't fault that.
All right.
I agree with that.
I'll give you one.
Excuse me?
He's going to get one.
Asked us for you, Anthony. No, I'm sticking it. None.
All right, here we go.
I'll call it out.
In fact, questions yourself.
Question number one. Which Norm Smith medalist has joined the Crows AFLW coaching panel there, Anthony?
Pass.
Oh, boy. True or false?
Did I read the paper this morning?
True or false? Pole dancing is now officially recognised as a professional sport. True or false?
True.
What's this question? Which Asian tennis open did Anna Pavlikova win on the weekend?
Shanghai Masters.
Auto Masters, yep.
He hasn't got one.
Yeah, come on,
the Shanghai Masters.
Number four.
Not Auto Masters.
Which country are the Socceroos playing in the next World Cup qualifier there, Anthony?
Honduras.
Okay, name the 36ers import who broke his arm on the weekend. Bit soft.
Bath.
Rhymes with Higgins.
Who are Adelaide United playing in their next A-League clash Friday night?
Victory.
Okay, well played. Which AFL team is Jarman Impey playing for next year?
Hawthorn.
Okay. Who are the Redbacks playing in the one-day elimination final on Thursday?
Where are they
playing?
Yeah.
Puff.
Okay. Name the Crows 300-game defender who's joined the coaching staff.
Ben Hart.
Oh, did he run out of time, Luke?
He did, yeah. Sorry, buzzer.
Oh, no.
Hurry up. Quick, get it done.
He said pass on the first one.
I know.
One,
two, three, four. Correct.
One, two, three.
Oh, well.
Hang on, he got five.
Got what you deserved.
Come on, Louis.
Give him 50. Yeah,
lovely boy, $40.
Oh, no.
I'm going to lowball you, lowballer.
Oh, don't.
Come on, Louis.
Anthony, it's five. $50.
How could you not get Andrew McLeod? There's only been two Norm Smith medalists for the Adelaide Football Club, and one bloke's won them both.
Was it in the paper this morning?
It doesn't have to be in the paper. Listen to this question. Anthony, listen to this question. Ready? I'm doing you a favour. Which Norm Smith medalist has joined the Crows AFLW coaching panel?
No, I didn't read into it properly.
Active listening.
Sorry,
my friend.
Mate.
No, look, hey.
Yeah. You got number three right.
I don't care. What do you got right?
Number five was Alan Wiggins.
I love how you went with Auto Masters when he said Shanghai Masters.
I'm giving him $50. There you go.
Thanks,
John.
Thanks, mate.
See ya, lowballer, lovely boy. Nice work, Anthony.
Come on, who's up next? Okay, mate.
Well played, mate. Good sport. Kel Ferguson.
Food.
When was the last time you had your brakes checked? Better call 1300 Shanghai Masters.
Ours aren't working here, are they?
1300 Auto Masters. Callum Ferguson next to Triple M. The Rush Hour, Jars and Louis.
Very excited to have this next guest on our show. He's got a dual purpose today, Juice. He'll be opening duck season as a life member. Cannot wait for the official announcement coming up very, very soon. Mm. The man I speak of, though, is in red hot form. 169 off 137 CODs. He's the one and only Cal Ferguson. Ferg, welcome to the Rush Hour.
Oh, the run machine.
Thanks for having me, boys. Hello, family.
Great work, mate. Of course, elimination final Thursday, Hobart. Yeah. Just waiting on tonight's JLT results and seeing whether there's bonus points and all this other stuff that goes with it. Too complicated for the Rush Hour, mate. But boys and yourself are in good nick.
Yeah, they're going well. Look, we've managed to turn it around after a tough start to the tournament and win we've won four of our last five, so... the boys are in red hot form, feeling good, confident.
Ferg, your innings was extraordinary to watch. 169 off 137 balls, and you were just hitting them beautifully. Your timing was lovely to watch, and your footwork was really good. What have you worked on over winter to get back into the Australian side where you were shafted 12 months earlier?
Look, it was, I felt like I needed another pre-season on my left leg before I start looking to go overseas and play some cricket. So. That was first and foremost the reason I stayed in Adelaide. And then over the last 6 months, just trying to work on hitting 360, especially in the shorter format, that's really important. So I've been trying to make sure that, I've got my sweep shots and everything going. And then Jamie's always big on us, trying to hit big dingers. So we've had the lads in the strong room with Schwerty and then also trying to really lever them in the indoor centre. So it's been a good fun pre-season, trying to smack balls everywhere, and that's some of the stuff we've been doing in the pre-season.
Oh, it's exciting, mate. So a couple of blokes to come back in, Zamps, Richo Mann, and of course Travie Head. It's going to be a tough decision to make.
Yeah, look, it's what we hope to have You know, we want to have guys going into the Australian side and then coming back and forcing us to make some tough decisions. So the selectors are going to have a really close look at that. Travis coming back as captain now, I can just put the feed up and let all the tough decisions from that point of view go to the, those guys. But certainly it's great to have them coming back in.
Ferg, we've been close the last couple of years under Jamie Siddons, but it's time to deliver next year, mate. We need some silverware. We need the Shield final. We need the one-day Shield final. We need to just get some silverware.
We need to have a drink.
We need
That's
to have,
what
absolutely.
We, need.
We do.
Yeah, and enough's enough because you've been good enough, but you haven't been quite good enough.
No, that's right. We've played in three finals in 2 years. So look, you know, we're really excited with the group that we've got. We've got a good mix of youth and experience. The guys, for the most part, at a young age, have got some big game experience.
Yeah.
Now it's really time to nail one of these finals. So we're really hoping that it's going to be this week and make sure that we bring something home for the fans.
Ferg,
right.
As a life member of Duck Club, yeah. We really appreciate you coming on today and announcing that duck season is open. So can we hand over the festivities to you to officially open duck season for 2017-18?
Yes, look, it's obviously been a long 6 months for everyone and probably a reasonably stress-free one without having to go out there on a Saturday and face music, whether you're batting in the top order or the lower order.
Yep.
But
yep.
This is everyone's chance now to make sure that they ring in and dob their mates in and make sure that they don't get away with hiding in the corner or
yep.
You just got to fess up. And we've had folks like Tom Cooper every now and then
yes.
Try and duck it a little bit. Excuse yep. me, but look, we really need to make sure that people are held accountable. So let's make sure that this season everyone is held accountable and everyone's ringing in and making sure that if they've made a duck, they're fessing up.
And it just cleans the slate.
Yeah.
It wipes it clean. And Ferg, you'll love to know this, that we're taking it to a brand new level in 2017-18, the summer of. We're going to use social media. We're going to have a little hotline you can call straight away at the club after the close of play. Once the bales get tipped off and the froths roll, you can actually ring up and purge and dob yourself in or dob a mate in then as well.
Fantastic news, isn't it?
Well,
really.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just great opportunities everywhere to stop.
We're here to help, mate.
Well, Ferg, fingers crossed we don't talk again.
Yeah.
That's the plan.
That's
Absolutely.
The plan.
I'll be every week, though.
Don't worry.
If something happens, you'll get a call.
And I'll keep dropping in down at the parade at a stone's throw. Hopefully, I'll catch you one day.
Fingers crossed. Let's hope so.
Well done, mate.
And Devines, you're doing a great job down there holding the fort, mate. You're doing a wonderful
great
effort.
To hear. Fantastic.
Great to talk to you, Ferg. Let's wait and see who you get, but good luck on Thursday.
Thanks, boys. Good on you.
Callum Ferguson of the Redbacks. Of course, big game of cricket coming up Thursday. Big result tonight. They are waiting on bonus points.
And he's officially launched Duck Club for 2017-2018.
Duck season is open, family. Here it is, the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis, 104.7, Triple M.
The Rush Hour.
This is a music show.
As the crowd roars, music is spot. The round of music.
Music to my bang, bang, bang ears.
It's how we describe what's going on in the world via music.
Yeah, like
it's a great memory maker. It takes you back in time, but it also sums up situations so well, Juice. We use it because, let's be honest, we're not wordsmiths on this show. We're not overly educated. We're not, you know, dare to say it, Mark Twain types.
Why?
Are we?
No, look.
Big man. So you kick it off.
Yeah, no.
And just get across whatever event
you're at. Righto. I've got a few here, Lulu, to kickstart. Poor old Jakey Stringer. Can't find a footy club.
Nobody loves you. I like it. When you're down and out. Thanks, Sebo.
Hang in there, mate. Just hang in there, Jakey. Now, Timmy Carroll's goal celebration.
This is it here.
Sell out with me, oh yeah. Sell out with me tonight.
Dirty rotten sellout.
Come on, Timmy. Cut that out.
Well played.
Ange Postecoglou.
Oh.
You know, he's just said, that's it. Two more games, I'm off.
Course.
I love the course.
Thought you might have gone with a bit of Skyhooks there, and there you go.
And the Jack Watts and Stevie Motlop sang this song to their new coach, Kenny Inkley.
That was a good one. That's good. That's very good.
What are you doing piping?
I'm just impressed. I'm startled.
I tell you what, you'll get a case of the Lewis Wilkinsons in a minute.
So I've given you the kookaburra.
That is outstanding.
No, thanks,
tell
Sam.
Tell you what, I mean, yeah, Sam, exactly. Don't give away your secrets. Right, let's just kick it off. Port
Go
Adelaide.
Luke.
Port Adelaide.
Right.
Three is a magic number. Yes, it is. It's a magic number.
Who's that?
That's a magic number.
Yeah. Three big names out at Port Adelaide. They are calling. Look, we're referencing Port Adelaide being a very much like the trilogy, Star Wars. Kenny, of course, would have to be.
But tell me why I can't.
No, there is no why. Nothing more will I teach you today.
Yoda.
Clear your mind of question.
That was Kenny to the boys just yesterday. Nothing else I will teach you today. And I think I may have got my Shard A's mixed up, my smooth operators. Oh. No need to ask, he's a smooth operator. I think that's Ken Hinckley now.
Yeah.
Shard A.
Yeah. Instead of Kurt Lamb.
Yeah. Sorry, Kurt. Ken Hinckley. Alluded to this one earlier in the show, Fags, Andrew Fagan, CEO of the Adelaide Crows, squeezing his noggin, a big nog, out of the window, yelling this.
Not happy, Jan!
What is going on?
Not happy!
JR. Also, whilst on the Adelaide Crows, this is their new slogan being thrown around, the meme.
It's the tuna John West rejects that makes John West tuna the best.
Don't.
John West.
Don't give us another one.
Any time I can get Sesame Street in, right again, on. Let's refer back to Port Adelaide. I think this was Koshy doing his best impersonation.
Oh, greetings. It is I, the Count. Ah, that's one, two, three. Three fabulous flyers.
Very good.
And let's just finish it on this. Jars is having some woes at home, locked out of the boudoir.
You can't play my voice.
I can. Sing it, Mick.
Oh, man.
And here's the round of music.
Well done.
A lot of things happened when Richmond won the flag. Oh. I tell you what, a lot of things happened. A lot of blokes got a bit of action between the sheets. A lot of people probably went and got tattoos, and I've got an expert on. He's a very good friend of ours, a very dear member of the Triple M family, and a former Richmond star himself, the one and only push-up king, Jake King, on the Rush Hour.
Good afternoon, boys. How are we?
Well, mate, saw some emotional scenes of you kissing foreheads in the goal square, Dusty and Koch. Talk us through it. Have you been able to come down from cloud nine?
I did get to enjoy it a little bit on the Saturday night, but one of our lovely lovely members of the Triple M family, one in the dumbass Nathan Brown himself, he actually was the one that went and announced to the world that we were giving the discount to tattoos. And at the start, he was going to get a punch in the head, but now secretly I admire him for it and couldn't be any happier.
Is it the traditional just below the sock line? Yeah. Are we looking on the derriere, on the back shoulder blade? Where are they going?
Now, boys, I'm glad you mentioned that because I've been telling everyone traditional is on the ankle, is it not?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Well, these days I can tell you it's not so much. So there is a few, let's say, on the calves, a few on the hips, a couple of butt cheeks, and for some unknown reason, a few breasts.
Yeah.
So it's generally I do the breast one, as you can imagine.
You need the experts.
Specialise in that one. Yeah. So it's my forte. But, mate, it's, the ankles actually seem to have gone. Everyone wants them everywhere else.
Was there the odd confident type that maybe said, not so big because I'll be back next year?
Mate, I actually had one bloke come in, and this was no shit, boys. He's turned around and said to me, "Would like one," and we laid it out. Yeah. And he said, "Can we change where the 2017 is?" And I said, "Sure." Yeah. And he's put it underneath the P where the 2 is, and I'm like, "Mate, it looks a little bit odd there." And he goes, "Oh no, because we're in 2018." 19, and then we'll have a break. I've looked at him. I'm like, he's taking the piss here, but he actually wasn't. He was Fed Ingham, so we had to do it.
Yeah. Brilliant, mate. Oh. You must have been proud of your footy club and the boys, because that was a remarkable grand final performance.
I couldn't be happier. It still seems a little bit surreal. Brendan Gale was speaking about it, and to be honest, I got a little bit emotional when I heard him explain it. One, because he was educated and use much bigger words than what I have in my vocabulary. Yeah. And to be honest, I didn't understand half of them.
Yeah.
But it was, you think back to 6 years ago when the club was in a $6 million debt. Yeah. We had just cleaned out some of the biggest superstars of our game in Matthew Richardson, Nathan Brown, Kane Johnson, Troy Simmons, so which was pretty much our whole leadership group.
Yep.
And he's come in and he's changed everything up, and then we've got out of debt, and then we've got this whole new board that's jumped on, and then Dimmer himself, he was out the door 12 months ago, and the club showed confidence in him, and the playing group absolutely love the bloke and adore him, and just to see it all unfold and come together, it was unbelievable, and I couldn't be any happier for the boys and couldn't be prouder.
Yeah, and bounce back from that massive payout that you got after they just railroaded your football career, mate.
I can tell you right now that if it wasn't for me, they wouldn't have won. What happens is they have to actually, they filter out what the problems are. And as soon as they got rid of me, they started playing well. So,
You've been very humble there, Jakey boy. Jakey, just a quick question without notice as we go. I'm thinking of getting Jars a tat for Christmas. I like to buy him a gift every year for being able and being such a great bloke to work with.
Here we go.
It would be a picture. Of the great man with this Tommy Sharon in hand with the words underneath it, the gift. how much would that cost me?
For free.
So Jay and I are good mates.
So he can't get out of it and dodge it and say, look, I don't want to waste like your money or anything like that.
You happy
it's
to do
for
that?
Free. 100%. 100%.
Beautiful man.
I love it. Great to talk to
look
you, Jake.
Look after yourself, champ.
No worries, boys. Thank you.
Here he is, the push-up king. Oh, it's always great to chat to him. And, of course, City of Ink, if you're in Melbourne, you need one. Mm. That's where you get your artwork. It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis on 104.7 Triple M.
It's the Rush Hour, Jars and Louis on Triple M. We've got some Melbourne Victory Adelaide United tickets to give away. Adelaide Oval this Friday night.
Yeah.
Right, first caller through on 133-53. You get those tickets for free if you want to buy them. AdelaideUnited.com.au.
Jars and Louis are about to turn up the heat. On the Rush Hour, it's Under the Spotlight.
And the man in the spotlight would be the Adelaide Crows list manager, Justin Reid. Didn't quite get the deal done last year, Jars, when it came to Bryce Gibbs.
Yep.
A lot of conjecture. They held tough out on Carlton's request of 2 first-round picks. Mm-hmm. No word of anything yet, Reid Gibbs. No. This, and not a lot happening after the Lever deal got done, which they did very well in. 2 first-rounders, 1 this year, 1 next year. But
the Lever trade was very good for the footy club.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, sorry, Lee.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just waiting for what Colin Young's going to say.
Yeah, well, Colin Young is. Thank you, Tar. Obviously, Jarvis has a couple of sleeping issues at home and just fatiguing out. Colin Young, player manager of Charlie Cameron, I think inadvertently put the heat back on Justin Reid today.
Do you believe it's being held up by way of the Bryce Gibbs machinations?
Well, Adelaide, from what we're hearing through Brisbane, is that, you know, the Justin Reid doesn't want to feel that leave the coach vulnerable and have no players coming in.
That's
strong.
A little bus going past then. And obviously a little bit more to it as well.
So Brisbane have some great picks, obviously in this year's trade. So, in the draft, which can offload to Adelaide. And I think Adelaide can come out pretty smelling like roses with this one. Next year, of course, we all know that, you know, he comes out, and if Brisbane is still rebuilding and finishing on the bottom three, he gets to walk for free.
So that's Charlie Cameron they're referring to, and the Brisbane Lions are the team who are loaded up with a few picks at the moment. And Adelaide, there was a lot of talk that 19 was going to get the job done, Jar.
Yeah.
It's whether they want a bit more for that, but they're sticking fat and saying he's a contractor player, which I don't mind.
Oh, I agree.
Because the tough one with the whole Charlie Cameron one, and I know it's probably been spoken about while we're away on holidays, but Mum and Dad actually live in Perth, and he wants to go to Queensland to family and friends. Mm. Like, I think it's a loose, and again, I don't know the full story, so I'm just sort of guessing a bit on the outside, but I'm suggesting it's a loose, compassionate grounds one, is it not?
Yeah, I agree.
So
if you're going home, you're going home to your mum and dad.
Well, there's got to be a genuine reason to get home.
That's
Dane Beams. Dad, cancer, wanted to be closer to him. Gary Ablett wants home. Unfortunately, his sister passed away. You go, otherwise, we're all just reeling it out and saying, you don't know the full story. Like Mick Malthouse said on this show yesterday, look, it's unless you've got exceptional extenuating circumstance, you can't keep playing that card, especially when you've got a contract because – correct me if I'm wrong, and I still think it operates this way in the real world, that sometimes good faith, when you sign things, sometimes you got to honour where you're at.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
I know the clubs go the other way, and we've seen it with Stringer and Jack Watt, so that undermines that angle a bit. But at some point in time, you've got to go, well, hang on a minute.
Well, I'm led to believe Charlie spoke to his manager start of this year saying that he wants to go back home in 2018, back to Brisbane.
Yeah.
That's the start of this year.
So that's
he had
a long way out, isn't it? Yeah. And then you go, if you're Adelaide, you go, well, hang on a minute. We're smack bang in our window. Mm. we can't be letting, even if we lose him for nothing next year, surely he's worth more to us for 12 months.
But if how's his mindset for the next 12 months, Lou?
Again, well, you know, my question then is,
how will he turn up mentally and physically for a pre-season? And he knows he's got, you know, he's going to play next year for the Crows.
Well, this is where you play on the professional side of things. You go, mate, 12 months is a long time to sit and bide your time.
Yeah.
And a lot can happen to you in the football world and stew. And if you don't play well for 12 months,
he's going
to
keep
me. Yeah. It doesn't make you an attractive proposition, and you'll cop it, and it'll be worse for you. But if it doesn't go his way, you would hope, just like Bryce Gibbs did, that you turn around, you front up, you load up,
be professional,
and you deliver.
Yeah, deliver.
And that's the question you would put to him. You would go, mate, you signed a deal. Now, you might have wanted to go home, but we want you.
Yep.
And you're valuable, and we'll do whatever it is to make it easy for you, and whatever will be in the following season. Yep. But let's live in the here and the now, and we think we've shown good faith in you. It's time you just repay what you signed on, and let's do it. Let's go. No hard feelings.
No.
Let's get it done, and we'll sit down, and we'll revisit, and we'll tell you off the top now. We'll work on you all year to keep you.
Yeah.
But if you still want to go home at the end of the year, well, so be it. But what we need out of you is a professional year of output.
There you go.
Be a pro.
Thursday, 2 p.m. or 1:30 our time, I reckon the deal will be done. To be honest with you, my gut feel is he's gone.
I don't play a lot of poker, but it becomes a real game of just who's going to call the bluff, especially late if you haven't.
Over the last hour.
If perception is you haven't done a lot.
Mm.
You know, whereas Porter packed up the card table and gone home and left the casino.
They're done.
They're back in the hotel room.
Ocean's 11.
And just counting at large.
Yeah.
In fact, we're on the top of the roof in the helipad.
Kenny's with Brad Pitt
We're flying out to Napa as we speak. Pre-fire, of course. Yeah.
Nobes and Reedy. Yeah. Well, they're still...
they're on the slots.
They're still on the table.
They're playing one-armed bandits.
Good show this.
Trying to get triple sevens, and just go and give me some coin. Give me some coin. I need some more.
James Packer just walked past him.
And then some old girl with a blue rinse goes past. He goes, no, I've got that one. It's all covered. Not all our touch. These are ours. We're playing.
I hope it works out for both parties.
We're playing until it shuts down. All right. The slots.
Well done.
All right.
Good Tuesday. All right. Thanks, family.
A bit more of that tomorrow.
All right.
Tonight.
Yes, sir.
I'm a lock. What about you?
Yeah, no, sir. See you tomorrow.
Don't forget, if you missed any of the show or you want to hear it all again, the catch up with Jars and Louis, you can listen to the show anytime you like, all right? Download the Triple M app, and it's nice and easy.
Maybe Jars could re-listen to it tonight when he's not sleeping.
Could get him in the mood.
Maybe give it to Maz.
I love you, family. See ya.